This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Wow, 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 wow. So cool, so awesome, so amazing, so fun. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at CJSF or on our radio app, which you can download on the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here on this fine Tuesday afternoon. This week, I have some epic new music to share, along with some really cool venue and show reviews as I just attended the Sprouted Tour at the WAMU Theater in Seattle. So cool, so awesome, so fun, so stick around to hear all about it. Up first here is To Be Free by Night Tapes.
Just curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Gorgeous. That was just Messages by Jane Penny on their album Surfacing. So very fun and also so very cool. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here. Thank you for joining me on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Jane Penny is a Canadian artist from Edmonton, Alberta, with a fantastic album called Surfacing, released a year or two ago. It's really good. I really, really like it. A lot of really fun, soft tones. It's a very warm album. It gives a lot of, like, could play anywhere at any time type of music, which is always nice for the coming warm season. Like, you're just hanging out with friends, having a picnic, so-and-so. Surfacing is a wonderful, very delicate, very fun consumable album, which I really enjoy. And a wonderful Canadian artist that I really, 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 really like the sounds of. So you should definitely stick around to hear more amazing Canadian artists and so many more amazing, cool musics, because I will also be discussing my time at the WAMU Theater in Seattle this past weekend. So definitely stay tuned to hear all about that. For now, here is Looking for Something by Castle Beat.
Enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
gorgeous. That was just Winter's Song by Bob Moses on their album All in All. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1 on CGSF, and I am your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Whoa. Bob Moses is another Canadian duo from Vancouver, Canada, which is super cool and amazing. They also will be playing this year at the Living Room stage at Shambhala, which is very cool. I do love the Living Room stage. I think it's such an underrated stage. Like, I think it's so cool, and I think I like that it's near the river. I like that it's freaky, but it's not too freaky. Like, it's like very chill, very cool. I don't know, I feel like it's so underrated, and I spent so much time there last year, so the Living Room is very cool and very epic, and I'm very excited that Bob Moses will be playing there. Anyway, yeah, go check out Bob Moses, an electronic duo from Vancouver, BC. They're so incredibly wonderful, amazing artists that you should definitely check out. Anyway, I also wanted to talk about how I saw Gunja White Knight, Boogie T, and Mr. Bill at the WAMU Theater in Seattle this past weekend, which was very, very cool and very, very awesome. There was a lot of really amazing people and sounds at the WAMU last weekend, or this past weekend. Just such an all-around amazing, epic experience, I think. The music was awesome and very cool, and the crowd was really amazing and very cool. Everyone in Seattle was so nice and awesome, and everything. Being in the United States was a little weird. I think it's just like it's just such a weird, like, Seattle is so similar to Vancouver, but it's just like way more, it's just bigger in general. Like, there's just so much more everything in Seattle, so it was like really, really confusing to be like walking around there and being like, this is not Vancouver, but it looks very similar. So yeah, anyway, stick around because I'm gonna talk a little bit more about the venue and about the show, and so yeah, but I have more amazing epic music to play and listen to, so definitely stick around to hear all that. For now, here is Lost by Closey, Ella Stream, and Ronit. Enjoy.
Into the